I'll do the intro for you. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's all. Bing! 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 Inch, 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 inch. And
all systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Sunday, December 7th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt. And that's it. Tonight, thank you guys so much for emailing me, like I asked. 5 emails and I'll do a solo show live video. I guess if I'm not really streaming live on the feed, so if you're listening live, you are already in the chat room. So, livevideo.com/liveshow/thejamhole. Here it is. Welcome, everybody. Thank my grandmother for buying this awesome Logitech camera. I hope this works out well. So, basically, I had to run the headphone out of the mixer into the mic spot on my laptop because the camera's hooked up to the laptop, so that's how I got the nice audio from the mic into the laptop, which is running the video feed. So, thank you guys for helping me test this. It's great. So, I did work at Anna's tonight. People, it's 3 in the morning right now where you're at. It's 1 in the morning where I'm at. If you do not have enough money to tip your driver, don't order the fucking food. Go and get your fat fucking ass in your own stupid fucking car and drive down and get your own fucking food. Because tonight, okay, check this out. I go to this house and remember I was telling you guys about Matt, the kid I very first met when I moved here. Well, he lived like a block away from this house, and another friend of mine, Jesse, used to live in this house. So now it's some old crippled guy with a walker and shit, and I get up there, and it's like fucking 20 degrees, right? There's ice everywhere. It's just, it's cold. It's wintertime here. So I fucking ring the doorbell, and I'm standing there like, do-do-do-do-do, fucking any, you know, day now. Do-do-do. I see him through the fucking window of the house. Like, he's all the way on the other side of the house, just making his way over like a fucking turtle. He took like so fucking long, and I'm just waiting there like freezing. I mean, I got my sweatshirt on and shit, but it's still fucking cold, and I'm holding his food, and I'm just like, you motherfucker, come on. And he opens the door, and he's like, oh, sorry about that. It's taking me a little longer to move around nowadays. And I'm like, it's okay, dude. I got time. Here's your food. $10.50. He's like, here you go. Gives me a check. I'm like, thank you. Enjoy. You too. You always catch them up on that. They expect you to say, have a good day. You too. I say enjoy. And every single time, you too. Hey, I will enjoy. You enjoy. I will enjoy you not fucking tipping me. So I get back in my car and I turn the light on and I look at the ticket, says for $10.50, and I look at the check and the check says for $10. You motherfucker. What the? Cool. Thank you. Not only you just did something that's probably never, well, I'm sure it's been done before, but I'm going to coin a term here. He negative tipped me. Now, a tip is when you get money, like plus sign money. He took away money. So not only did I lose money on the gas and whatever, you know, my time and shit, my life, I lost money. I just helped pay for his food. Granted, it's only 50 fucking cents. It's not a big fucking deal. It's the principle of the thing. You knew when you fucking ordered how much it was gonna fucking be, because every time we take an order, we're like, hold on a moment and let me get your total. It'll be 10:50. Give us about 30 or 45 minutes for delivery. Goodbye. So he fucking knew, and he had the check all written out and shit, and I'm sure it took him like a fucking hour to do that shit, because he's all old and slow and shit. Fucking Sharpie. The check was written in a Sharpie. I got a fucking picture of it. I was debating whether or not to post it to twitter.com/jamhole, because, you know, it's got his bank shit on it or whatever the fuck. But I did Twitter his name and address and phone number, and it's actually a cell phone number, so feel free to text him rude, nasty things or pictures of your balls, and or maybe just the tip, and be like, here's your tip. So what do you think? It's kind of weird, just me here. So I keep like looking over expecting a fucking answer from somebody. Hold on a sec. Sorry, I forgot my drink. So, how the fuck are you guys? I mean, I usually would say, how the fuck are you? And you'd say, good. And you'd say, how the fuck are you? And I'd say, I'm good. It's good. So, how the fuck... Sorry, I keep looking at my screen, which is over here, but the camera's over here. I'll get used to it. So, how the fuck are you guys? That's what I want to know. Good? Okay, good. So... after that, you know where I work at. If you guys listen to the show, you know I work at this water store, and the owner's son is a friend of mine that I went to school with and all that shit. Well, it's his fiance's birthday tonight, and it's like, you know, my friend's dad, he's the owner, and then my friend's mom, you know, she works there. So it's like a family thing. And now, you know, my friend works there, and now his fiance works there. So it's like, you know, just a big clusterfuck of family shit. And you can already tell, even though they're engaged, they haven't, you know, gotten married yet, but it's the arguments, and just some days you can tell like something bad happened in the morning, because they'll get there and there'll be just this cold fucking tension between it, and I love that shit, and it's just so awkward, and they're just all pissed, and and that's just a fucking sample of what's to come, because the longer, you know, you see each other all fucking day, and then you go home and you see each other, and, you know, couples that work together and live together, and it generally doesn't work out, and I can't wait to be there when this shit just, boom, hits the fan and gets spread all over. So, I had to work and shit, and I got off work, and we went to the fucking VFW. It's like just some fucking bar. I don't know. I think they have them in other fucking places and shit. I don't know much about it. I don't drink anymore, so I don't really go there much. But I went there, and it's just like it. I remember every time going to the bar. It's just all these people I went to school with, and it's, hey, what you been up to? Working. What you been up to? Oh, working. My girlfriend's pregnant now. Of course she is. And everybody I talk to, like, they're having kids, or they have kids, or they're pregnant, and it's like, holy shit, I definitely know now that I don't need kids, because you guys are taking care of business, man. You guys are TCBing that shit all the way. You don't need me adding to all of that fucking shit. You guys are taking care of it well on your own. And it's like the thing to do or something. I don't know. I can't. My friend's fiance is already talking about, like, oh, I can't wait till after we're married and we're going to have kids and have a family. It's like, yeah, please. I'm running out of fucking people. Thank God you guys are going to have a baby. You're going to save this whole fucking society from just disappearing off the face of the earth. So it's the same thing. I was Twittering, you know, a few choice points from while I was at the bar and shit. And it's just the same fucking dudes hitting on the same fucking chicks. Only, you know, it's like musical pussies or something. Like, they're all just fucking trading pussy and dick, and it's a fucking mess. And we're still, you know, we're getting big here in Kalispell, not the jam hole, but, you know, that too. But, like, the whole town's just getting bigger, but it's still got that small town mentality where people are like, they know everything about everybody else, and it's creepy to a, you know, a certain point, and it's just, I don't know. That's why I'm late doing this. I wanted to be out of here by, like, you know, 11 or 10 to start, but that's how it goes. So I'm not even going to try and read what's going on in the chat. If you guys want, just thejamhole.com/feedback. And actually, you guys are all following me on Twitter, so you can send a direct message. I'm just going to tell you guys this, and I guess everyone that listens to the recorded. But if you send a direct message to twitter.com/thejamhole to my account, it'll actually go to my cell phone, like a fucking text message. So why don't you guys do feedback that way tonight? And I got my fucking, my phone. So twitter.com/jamhole, send a direct message. Look how I hacked that shit. Now you guys can kind of see that. Oh yeah, it's backwards. Glare. Anyway, that's my fucking, my phone. So, we got a bunch of fucking emails. I told you guys about that, JustinTV or Justin.tv/AdamsBlock. I emailed Adam Jackson, apparently is what his name is. And I just said, "Hey Adam, I do the Jam Hole. My name's Matt. Heard you talked about on Sick and Wrong. The Jam Hole talked about you tonight. We do shows 3 days a week, and tonight's Friday was episode 122. I gave him a couple links so he could check it out, and I said, let me know if you're interested. We live in Montana, but I was born in California in Lancaster. So yeah, better than TV, man. Nice work." And then he fucking writes back, "I'm interested, but I feel your podcast may not be the right engine." Like, you, what? Are we talking about cars now or search engines? Like, what are you talking about? "Despite what goes on, my cam, my lifestyle isn't the same. I don't curse very much or make adult jokes, so I'd hate to come on and make your podcast awkward to listen to for your visitors." Like, did you read the Bible or something? Am I missing something? You set up this site to stream 24 hours a day just the awful, horrendous shit that happens in San Francisco on this block you live on. But my show, The Jam Hole, is just not the right engine. You know, despite what happens on my camera, my lifestyle is not the same. Like, I really go out and fucking kick old people downstairs and murder fucking babies and shit. Really, dude? "Despite what you may have heard on the Jam Hole, my lifestyle is not the same. So if you guys could quit sending me pictures of, like, dick and balls all fucking chopped up and shit, I would appreciate that. Because this is a show. My life is not the same as the show." So I wrote him back, of course. "That's understandable. Would you be down to answer some questions if I typed them out and emailed them for you? That way I could just read them on the show. Wouldn't be as cool as actually having you on the show, but it would suffice if you're into it, Matt." And then, so maybe then I got to thinking, maybe he's joking with me, like, "Ha ha ha, I'm a Christian and I don't really think your podcast is the right engine for what I'm doing." Like, maybe he's just making jokes or something, right? So I don't know. But then he wrote back somewhere. drink. Oh, he at the top. He wrote back, "Could I just call into the show? What's your schedule?" So, like, he didn't want to be interviewed on it because it's not the right kind of thing. Maybe he was joking, I guess. And then, but he doesn't want to fill out, you know, just a questionnaire that I could just read some basic shit on the show. He wants to call in now. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe he was just fucking with me and I'm a retard. And now he's like, "Yeah, can I call in? What's your schedule?" So, I don't know. I'm going to try. I got Skype working on the fucking the laptop here. I just need to test it out, running it through the mixer. And now, if we're going to do the shows with just video and, you know, cut out that audio feed. The only thing I was worried about is if you guys could hear me typing on the keyboard and shit like that. Like, I take pride in this shit. I'm really proud of what we do here, and I want it to sound nice. I want it to look nice. And I talked to Keith and the girl about, like, what kind of cameras he had, because I don't know, with Odie's camera, what we taped episode 122, he's got an out on it that I can just plug right into the mixer, and it'll take the audio from whatever's into the mixer. But, you know, these webcams don't do that. So, I don't know. I'm still trying to work it out. It's hard that it's just me buying all of this shit. Like, you know, I have bills and fucking all this stuff to pay for, and I'm, you know, doing the best I can, I guess. So, thejaml.com/donate. I got a fucking sweet box full of 50 t-shirts that are just chilling if you guys, you know, want it. So, I just want to bring this up while it just happened on my desktop. TwitSaver. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. I don't know if you know this or not. But it basically, if you send pictures to TwitPic, that's Twitter's picture thing that you can text, you know, pictures to, and it'll make Twitter posts. Well, somebody programmed this screensaver that takes pictures from that and loads it into this thing. So basically your screensaver is just constantly like other people's pictures, and every now and then I'll see one of mine in there. But I don't know, it's kind of interesting if you're just sitting at home and your screensaver kicks on, like, to just see, you know, what other people are taking pictures of and stuff. It's kind of like glimpsing into their life. So whatever. Oh man, you guys sent me in all sorts of shit. So I guess we're not gonna like do this in order, like let's do some news and confessions and shit like that. So I'm just gonna, whatever you guys sent in, we're gonna do it right here, right now. I gotta take the screensaver off. I'll be right back. Right. So 26 sent in a few news stories here. Okay, we got intro for tonight's show. Well, sorry, I haven't even looked at these yet, so this is the first time I'm seeing what it is, so pardonnez-moi. Okay, here's a little story 26 saying to us. This one is called FDIC, Bank Overdraft Fees Hit Young, Low-Income Customers. And I fucking hate this shit. Like, now I used to just stop having bank accounts because of this fucking shit. When I used to work for Alamon, and you know, everything was direct deposit, 500, 1,000 bucks every week into your account and shit. So I would never keep track of any of my stuff. We got a text message. Oh, okay, this is from Paulo, says, just go ahead and use this time to test everything, Matt. It's easier to set up with listeners. Oh. Well, thanks, Paulo. I appreciate that. How fucking... really? Okay. So, yeah. And I would never keep track of any of my shit. I would always just... I would... Before I'd take money out of the ATM, I would just get a transaction balance receipt or whatever and see how much I had, and then I'd do that. Well, apparently... I don't know if you know this or not, but apparently those aren't accurate at all. And... it would always be like, oh, you got cash, bro. Fucking withdraw all that shit, man. I was going through withdrawals, if you know what I mean. So I just assume that's their way of making money. Like, they give you the wrong balance. You take money out that you don't have. Oh, another text message. Excuse me. Millions of dead Cassie says, I have $1,075 in cash inside a plastic harmonica case in my room. Fuck a bank account. Nice, dude. Very well, 26. So, what the fuck was I saying? Thanks. Yeah, that was just how they made their money. They would give you wrong balances, and you would take out money thinking you had it when you don't. They hit you with overdraft fees, and boom, there's, you know, their paychecks or whatever. So now I have this bank account that, like I said earlier, I can just send a text message to bank, and it, you know, sends me my balance, and that's accurate. So I don't know. Maybe it is fucked up that they... It's like just the whole idea of it. You... don't have money at all. Okay, you with me? Like, there's no money. So then you go to take out money when there's no money. But it's like, okay. So now you have negative no money. Okay, are you with me here? You have a negative amount of some fucking bullshit that they give you. Now we're going to charge you for not having money. Like, you owe us money because you don't have money. You see how that works? That's awesome, I think. So, overdraft fees are boosting banks' profits at the expense of consumers, especially young and low-income people. No! No! You mean, like, the 90% of America that's living well above their fucking means on credit extensions and shit? Everybody's in debt. Like, I said it before, your whole goal in life from the time you're born is to accumulate debt and then see how much of that debt you can get rid of before you die. Like, that's life. You know, you grow up and your parents are handling shit for a while. Granted, they're probably in debt, which you'll end up inheriting once they die. So then, you know, you go through school and you get to high school and you get your first car. Boom. Debt. So then, you know, you're paying that shit back, working a shitty fucking job while you're in high school. Now you want to go to college because you're sick of working a shitty fucking job because you have to pay this money for this car so you could get to work to make... You see where that's going? Getting gouged. Fucking gouged. And I'm sick of it. So then you go to college. Boom. There's about $30,000 to $60,000 more debt. More of that negative money that we were talking about earlier. That fake fucking thing they made up called negative money. Like when you don't, you know, when you have less than no money. I don't know. It seems like they just fuck you every chance they get. The 18-month survey found that most banks automatically enroll consumers in overdraft programs, of course. They're like, hey, we know that you're going to get negative money, so we're just going to put you in this thing called overdraft programs. And that means we'll give you money when there's negative money, but now you owe us more money. Thank you, banks. Can I just thank you for a minute? That is amazing. Thank you so much for that. Some don't allow them to opt out and then cover overdrawn transactions for a per item fee of up to $38. And that's actually 38 positive monies, not the negative monies that you have in your bank account. Fuck you, banks. The survey excludes many of the largest banks in the nation because it covers only FDIC-regulated banks. Still, it's the largest study of overdraft programs by a bank regulator and helps, quote, fill an important universe of information that has not been available to policymakers. In recent years, consumer groups have received an increasing amount of complaints about overdraft fees. No! You mean everybody's poor? Everybody's stocking up on that negative money that you guys seem to like so fucking much? The Federal Reserve has a proposed rule, which it expects to finalize by year's end, that requires banks to give customers the ability to opt out of overdraft programs. Thanks. Government, thank you for the right to opt out of this thing that we were so kindly opted into. See, I think I could do this. Like, I don't... excuse my face. I don't want to sound all ego-y and shit, but I think I could do this on my own. It's just that when I stop to take drinks and shit, there's nothing. Like, I need a soundboard here that I could just, like, be taking a drink and it's like, just like stupid fucking shit, you know? I think that would be great. Oh, let's see here. Drink? No, I'm kidding. But advocates say the rule doesn't go far enough because banks don't have to obtain explicit permission from customers to pay their checks and debit card transactions. A bill by Representative Carolyn Maloney, a Democrat in New York, would require banks to sign up consumers for this service. And then here's a little info. The FDI survey found most banks that automatically enroll consumers allow them to overdraw by check, ATM, or debit card purchases. About half of all overdrafts occur at ATMs, of course, or via debit card transactions. Like, you just go to the gas station and get a pack of smokes, and you have, like, $2 plus money, like, the real stuff, and it's, like, $4. So now you have negative $2 and negative $38 for having the negative $2. It's amazing how that works. I am in the wrong fucking business here. Banks surveyed earned $1.97 billion in overdraft-related fees in 2006. $1.7 billion fucking dollars plus sign dollars. That's unfucking believable. Wow. $1.97 billion. That blows my fucking mind. There's so much plus sign money. All from y'all and probably me. I contributed a healthy fucking chunk to that shit. You know that shit. Wow. The $1.97 billion represents 74% of their overall $2.66 billion in service charges on deposit accounts. So they make a total of $2.66 billion on service charges. Just, oh, here's a fee, here's a go fuck yourself fee, and a screw you fee, and a you're a piece of shit fee, and here's a you're a black dude fee, and oh, we got one for the white dudes fees, and just ridiculousness. Complete fucking recalculous. Thank you, Tim Henson, for that. Excuse me. 26 says plus size dollars are the monetary equivalent of full sex. I'll give you a fucking ding for that. So hey, if you guys promise to like not, you know, always fuck with my phone while I'm at work and shit, maybe instead of the feedback system, what do you think? Should we just use this? That seems easier. I mean, fuck. It's pretty, like, instantaneous. Am I reading these? Like, are you guys hearing it beep quicker? Or, you know, from when you sent it, is there a big lag in it? Or is it pretty decent? Because I like this. And I don't know. I'd give you guys this number. I really, it's, I mean, what are you guys going to do? Just call me all the fucking time and be like, hey, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. Just hanging out. Okay. Later, like, yeah, I don't think you guys would do that. I have more faith. It's if we piss off somebody and, you know, the number's on the website or something like that, and then, you know, they get it and then they give it to all their fans. Like, say, nobody likes onions because Patrick's a faggot and he's a fat fuck and whatever, you know, just shit like that. Then I could see, you know, that being not such a hot idea, but I don't know, maybe if we don't post it anywhere, I'll just keep it, like, in the shows, and you guys can fucking, you know, use that. Just send direct messages, twitter.com/jamhole. Oh, so how am I doing, guys? First show by myself. Am I doing all right? You guys having a good time? I know it's weird, I've never done it this way before, but I don't know, I'm having fun, it's cool. Thank you, Paulo. He says, not bad. Thank you. All right, so large banks are more likely to process transactions from largest to smallest dollar amount, often triggering more fees. No, really. I did not think that they would do shady fucking shit so they could tack on the largest plus dollar full sex amount. Like, really. Young and low-income consumers are disproportionately affected by overdraft fees. Quote, the most vulnerable consumers are getting hit with these fees, says Chi-Chi Woo of the National... I'm not even making that up. Chi-Chi Woo. Chi-Chi Woo. Your name is Chi-Chi Woo. And that's it for that story. Actually, some bank consultant says his research shows that nearly half of consumers pay overdraft fees each year. Like, say, here's a pie, and, like, all of it is all of the consumers in America. Half of that fucking pie is paying these banks these additional fucking fees for having negative money. Like, cool, guys. Way to have my back, bro hound. Way to fucking get it done. All right, so thank you very much for that little insight to Banking 26. Let's see, the next thing we got sent to us here, a great story for the show about whores, and this was also sent in by 26. This one is called Pretty Sinful Pledges to Stop Calling Children's Clothes Sexy. Yesterday, we told you about Pretty Sinful, a clothing maker on Amazon that was marketing its tween girl tights as being sexy. Hey, your tween is fucking sexy, man. Where did you get that on Amazon? Because, man, that is like tweenylicious, man. That is tweentastic. Oh, it's making my dick get hard. Tipster Jasmine. Was her name really Jasmine? Do we have to bring that back up? I thought about her the other day. I saw her at the college. I go and, you know, deliver water there. And I saw her and I was like, hey, dude. And she's like, hey, dude. And she totally just walked away. I was like, whoa, cool. A customer service rep responded and pledged that they'll be removing the word sexy from all their children's clothes descriptions. Because you as a parent should purchase children's clothing based on whether or not it's sexy and, comma, or how sexy it is. Like, you can get up to +5, which is, like, full sexy, or you can get, like, to the -5, which is, like, totally not full sexy. It's like the opposite of full sexy. It's like empty sexy, and that is no good. So here's an email here. It says, hello, thank you for bringing this to our attention. We did not know that. Thank you. Wow, what would I do without you guys bringing shit like this to our attention? We had no idea. The word sexy was being used in titles and descriptions for all children's products. We had no fucking clue. Did you? Sorry, I need to put the laptop and the camera on the same side. I'm an idiot. Did you guys know that they were using the word sexy to describe children's shit? I am appalled. I am glad someone wrote a fucking email to this. Christ. So yeah, thank you for bringing this to our attention. We will be revising the title/description for all children products to make sure they do not include the word sexy. See, we're going to do the opposite because you're writing us letters, and what we want is the opposite of that, which is you not writing us letters. So you were pissed that we said shit was all sexy and that they're kids, like tweens and stuff. So we're going to do the opposite of that. And we're going to make sure no more of our little tweeny-doo fucking objects have the word sexy in it to fucking describe it. Okay? Really, America? Really? And there's a bunch of comments here. There's actually the previous thing, what this is, I guess, a follow-up to. This one is called No Tween Girl Clothes Are Sexy. I don't think it's ever appropriate to market clothes to tween girls. What the fuck is a tween? Who the fuck started using that word? Hey, where's your tweens at? Oh, they're at home. They're at that age that they can take care of themselves. What age is that? Oh, the tween age, okay? It's in between a teenager and an adult. The tween, because it's in between. I fucking hate people sometimes. You guys, you have no idea. I just want to, sometimes. I don't think it's ever appropriate, blah, blah, blah. Manufacturer Pretty Sinful has a different opinion as seen in these sexy tights sold on Amazon. You can have the word sexy to describe your kid's clothing, but, you know, like, that's bad. But you can still be called Pretty Sinful. Like, hey, your tween is looking pretty. Pretty Sinful. Pretty Sinful. They have a different opinion, yes, as seen in these sexy tights sold on Amazon, accompanied by a picture of a prepubescent girl. Perhaps the picture is in error. Nay, I think it's not. Perhaps it's an error because the rest of the clothier's offerings are along the lines of crotchless body stockings and various doomy adult party costumes. Hey, does that doomy adult party costume come in any tween sizes? You know, those in-between sizes? Like between, say, my 4-year-old and my 24-year-old. Like, do you have any sizes in between that? Fucking tween is a thing you use in Flash when you're animating things. And you do a motion tween or whatever the fuck, isn't that? Come on. Wow. You guys sell... Hey, how's your inventory of crotchless body stockings and tween tights? Like, really? Oh, that's amazing. So that is it for that story. Thank you very much, 26. So what do you guys think? Should we do some more of this shit that's sent in, or should we move on to some confessions? Oh, should we go through? This was sent in by 26. 26 is actually one of our show writers. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Man, between 26 and Burger and Paulo, like, sending me all this shit, it's, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. You guys seriously do help out tremendously. Oh, me and Braden were talking the other day. Do you guys remember way back in the day when we first started? There was this kid that used to listen. His name was The Bloodner. Like, he used to make all those motivational posters and shit for us. I was just curious as to what happened to him, because we, like, haven't seen him since. So, yeah, I don't know. I was just curious. So, this is homobrophobia, the urban word of the day. Are you homobrophobic? Well, let's find out. Homobrophobia is the fear that your brother will be or is gay. Used in a sentence such as, Roger suffers from homobrophobia because his brother Brian is very effeminate. Dude, I was at the bar and I saw these two bros broing down and shit, and it made me really uncomfortable. And they called me a homobrophobe. I can't even say that. A bromophobe or something? I don't know. Homobrophobic. Yes. Thank you for that, 26. Appreciate it. Oh, moving right along. We got a message from College Humor. I don't know. This was something I missed. Hey, Igor sent you a link from College Humor. Click here to see it. I think it's going to be a video, so I don't know. I don't think we'll be able to play it. Oh, the original Air Bud. This film won Best Picture in 1931. And it looks like it's just a video here. I can actually... Shit, I can't post it in the chat because I'm not in the fucking... Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Oh, I could Twitter it. Here, I'll fucking... I will Twitter... I can't talk and type at the same time because I just typed twitter.com/thejamhole.com. Yeah. I can type like 120 words a minute, just none of which I can type while I'm talking. So, yeah. It was cool. No big deal. Here's the link for the show on the Twitter. Twitter.com/jamhole. There you go. All right, original Air Bud. Thank you for that, Igor. Appreciate it. Moving right along. A reenactment. I don't know if I can do this, like, by myself. Do you guys want me to do a reenactment by myself, playing both parts? Because I'll give it a fucking try. I did take 4 years of college acting. I got a D for douche. Yeah, do it. Different voices. Do it. All right. I'm getting the go-ahead. Hold on a sec. I need to do something real quick. Is this bad? Oh, my friend has a bowl that looks like a dick and balls 26, or dial-a system. That's 26, right? Okay. You smoke out the dickhead. I've seen those before. I've also seen people have... snorters, like, for doing coke and shit, but it's like a little gold vacuum that you put the handle up your nose and you vacuum it up. It's the I thought it was cool when I first saw it. I'd never seen it before. This is salvia. Just if anyone asks, because you know that's legal. I wouldn't want to do anything illegal on the internet. Don't judge me. That's probably not a very good place. Okay. We good? You guys all good? We're good? Okay, I'm good. Oh man, this is kind of long. I'll do my best. Do you guys want girl voices? Oh wait, it's a girl and a guy, right? 26? Okay. This is cool. There's like no lag on this at all. And I wish, hey, can one of you guys do me a huge favor? I don't care who does it, but can someone record like a 2 minute long spot of this stream so I can hear what it actually sounds like to you guys? Because I don't know, like I said, I really take this seriously and I want it to sound good. I would rather have it sound awesome and not have video than have video and have it sound shitty, you know, because I can't run both streams. So while I do this reenactment, maybe one of you guys, can anyone record that real quick? I don't know. All right, well, so much for that. Here's a little reenactment.
Hey.
Howdy.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Okay.
What you wearing?
Shorts and a top. Blue shorts. Red top.
Panties and bra.
Yes.
You started trying being naked in your room yet?
Some, yeah.
You like it?
Yes.
Feels good. Oh, fuck me. Drink. Fucking drink. That's every time I... Hold on. Excuse me. Okay. I will try and get through this now without fucking it up. Need a drink of my God's nectar. We need to get these motherfuckers to sponsor some shit. Because I spend so much money killing myself with this. I'm going to pass the biggest fucking kidney stone after this. I drink like at least one, sometimes 2 to 3 to 4 of these every day. Like, it's so ridiculous. I need to stop. What's wrong with me, guys? What's wrong with me? Okay. Excuse me. Back to the script.
It feels good, lol.
How much have you done it?
I don't know, like at night, you know, before I go to bed. So I sleep naked.
But not walked around like, you know, that just hanging in your room or anything.
Sometimes.
Mom never seen yet?
No, I keep the door shut. Duh. I don't want to get naked in front of my mom.
lol. But you know, I wanted her to catch you sometime. Just to, you know, see how she reacted. Just to see where it goes.
I know, but that sounds creepy.
sticking out tongue, smiley face. I'm creepy. You know you like it, too.
Yes, I do, sticky tongue out smiley face.
You like that I do nasty things to your young little body.
Yes, I do. I only wish we could do it sometime. Oh, just fucking do it sometime. Oh.
We will, hun. We fucking will.
I hope so.
You can take my dick in you as much as you want.
Yummy. I really, really want to make you happy.
Lots in your ass.
I wish you could stay with me in Valpo.
Why? Why would I ever even want to do that?
Because I want to be with you, and my parents won't be around.
Other people might tell, though.
I wouldn't tell them.
Lol, they'd know. I'm staying in your room.
Yeah, probably, unless the dorm ain't ready by then.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to scroll. I suck at this. Oh, fucking drink. Is anyone drinking along? Probably not. You want to lose your cherries to me badly, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Rough or gentle?
Fucking rough. I want you to be my big, strong man.
Violate your body.
Yes.
Make you cry.
I don't want to cry.
Okay, you might, though. Just saying. You know, at least at first.
Not me.
Well, why not?
'Cause I'm a tough girl.
I see. Might have to do you really hard then. I mean, like, full sex, if you guys know what I mean. You know what I mean.
You big meanie. It's smiley face.
I'll make you scream on my dick, biatch. Make you scream on my dick. Really? Best line. Best line out of... Yes, you absolutely fucking get a ding for that. Oh, sorry, I had to... My... Fuck. My screen went blank. I had to fix that. Okay, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were making you scream on my dick, full sex style.
If I ever see it...
Hun, you will. We just have to be careful and, you know, do this right. 'Cause I'm like 40 and you're like 8, what, 13, maybe? Plus, you know, 5.
If I ever see it,
hun, you will. We just have to be careful and do this right. And you all have to drink, 'cause I fucked up.
I know. I just want to see you.
How do I make you feel when I talk dirty to you?
Excited. Makes me miss you when we ain't talking. You leave?
Back.
Welcome back.
Glad to be here. What would you do if I were there right now?
I would rub you all over.
And what else?
Let you take my cherry.
Both.
Yes.
You want... Excuse me. You want anal gentle too?
That one I would want gentle.
Okay, you're gonna be sucking down a lot of cum. I just want to throw this out there, but you're gonna be sucking down like a lot. Like, don't eat anything for 24 to 48 hours prior to, because you're gonna be sucking down a lot of cum. Like, I mean, a lot, a whole bunch.
Oh, yeah, you come a lot. I totally forgot. You're the one that comes a lot. I call you Sir Comes a Lot.
What do you think people would think if they just walked in and, like, or just listened to my door, like, just listened to me doing this? Just totally by myself, like,
oh, you want to fuck me, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I want to fuck that pussy.
Oh, yeah, fuck my pussy.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yes. This one's for you, Dad. He's so proud of me. Okay. You want to drink it all?
I will try. You want me to?
Yes. Yes, I... definitely want you to. You might get a little sick.
Why is that?
It's a lot for your little stomach.
Okay. You ever have anyone else get sick?
Some who just, you know, can't swallow it.
I will. I'll show them, lol. I'll show them all. I'm a star. A cum star.
Gonna be a good little slut and swallow every drop?
Yes.
Why?
'Cause I wanna be your girl.
Taking me up your ass over and over and over.
Yes, if that is what you want.
I do so much. Tongue, smiley face, and scene. What does that even mean? Taking me up your ass over and over and over. And she's all like, yes, if that is what you want. Like, was she an undercover cop? It almost sounds like he's got her brainwashed and shit. So, yeah, thank you very much for that, 26. Good job. So what do you guys think? Not bad? All right, well, 52 minutes in. How long you guys want to do this for? It's totally, this is like all for you guys pretty much. So tell me, should we do some confessions now? Or I still got some more things that people sent in. 26 sends a bunch of news stories. Yeah, what do you guys want to do? 26 says, maybe the lovely couple are going to ass to mouth 10 times, trying to give each other hep C. I could definitely see that. Definitely could see that. So, yeah, how about just direct message me what you guys want to do next? I'm going to take a minute here and I'm going to just chill. Paulo says, yeah, confessions. All right. Paulo was the first one to call in, text in. So we will do confessions in just a moment. Any ideas on how I could get music to play on this? Oh, that one looked good. All right, let's do some fucking confessions. I love this shit. Guys who say girls are evil or inferior, ... are such dumbasses. You guys are dumbasses. Girls are not evil nor inferior. Nay, you are the dumbass. Please, just grow up, you stupid fuckfaces. Bring it, bitch. You grow up, stupid fuckfaces. You just had some bad experiences. Don't fucking generalize, idiot. ... Guess us woman. Nice. Woman, guess us woman can't really expect much from dumb shits like you. Sometimes I think the switch got stuck on making lowlife assholes. Yeah, well, sometimes I think the switch got stuck on making stupid fucking cunt bitches that love to just pop little fucking cunt turds out one after another, because, you know, I'm not using enough resources on my own. I need to just fucking multiply like a fucking field of locusts, just devouring everything. I want to get back with my old girlfriend because she was totally hot. I had fun with her, but I think she can be a total idiot. Really? Like, totally hot or totally smart? Rarely do you get something that is both. Like Eminem said, something about a bitch that cooks and cleans and does dishes. I forget what the fuck he said. Oh, let's see. We got a text message. Paulo says, you have two pieces of saved video on the site. It seems to save every 30 minutes. Wonderful, Paulo. Thank you for that. This is cool. Oh, man. So, I want my ex back because she is totally hot. But she's a total idiot. She's so hot, though. Like, she is a dime, all right? A dime. But such a fucking retard. I always tell people how I can and could never be attracted to idiots, because I'm the intellectual type, of course. No matter how hot they are, man, I am such a jerk. Yes. You're not the jerk, bro. Why can't there be a hot, smart woman? Why do all the hot ones have to be total fucking retards? Or with total fucking retards? Like, I mean, really? What can you do? God does not roll dice, apparently. Just something I just made up. I'm not ugly, but the guy I like won't go out with me. I'm such a little third grader. Like, literally or figuratively? Like, because if, are you really in third grade? Except, funny thing, I'm 29 years old. Are you 29 and in third grade? Or are you trying to date a third grader? Like, I don't understand what you're doing. But I'm not ugly. I understand that. You're not ugly. But this guy you like won't go out with you. And you're such a little third grader. Is that why? I'm a freshman in high school, and I seriously, can I be serious with you guys for a minute? Here. I just want to get serious for a minute. Can we get serious for just a minute, guys? Can we real quick? How funny would it be if I looked over at my chat room and it was just me? Like, for the past 20 minutes, just me chilling, just doing my thing. I'm a retard. So, I seriously have a huge crush on my teacher. I'm not even kidding. It's horrible. Like, I have dudes, bros, brosif, bro dog, bro hound. I seriously have this huge crush on my teacher. I'm not even kidding. It's horrible. We were taking a huge test, and he came over, and took my hand in his and said, "Nice nail polish." His hand was so warm. I couldn't concentrate properly for the rest of the test. I'm pretty sure I failed. But his hand was so warm. This isn't the first time I've had a crush on a teacher. I had one in eighth grade too, but he's a lot older than my new teacher. Like, old enough to be my parent. And that's kind of weird. God, I'm so effing weird. I can't help it though. ... I'm so weird, guys. I'm so weird. I can't help it though. I'm sorry. I can't fucking help it. I lost my virginity to a guy I met on the internet. Boom! I was about to take a victory lap with the camera. I need to get like a really long USB cable, and I need to get another one of these to strap to the cat, and we'll have the cat cam. I don't like him as a person. I liked him on the internet, but like, I don't like him in real life. He's a complete asshole. Oddly enough, I keep going back. Can you guess what for? Can you guys guess what for? Like, he's a complete asshole. I lost my virginity to this guy, but I met him on the internet. I don't like him as a person. He's a complete asshole. I keep going back just to have blank with him. Yes. 26 says sex. Paulo says sex. That is correct. I keep going back just to have sex with him. This is cool having a camera here. This is awesome. I don't understand why people need to cheat. Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. Had a wife, loved to beat her. I love my boyfriend with all of my heart. I just get urges. We all get urges, right? I just get these urges to blank with other people, though. It's horrible, ... To blank with other people, though, it's horrible, ... sleep with other people, though. But judges, yes, it has nothing to do with sleeping. Fucking is the correct answer. I need to point here for you guys. The chat room's here. That's confusing. It's horrible. I used to come on here and think they can't love their significant other if they want to sleep with someone else. Duh. But I see how that's not true. Nay, it is not true. I guess my situation might be different, though, because it's me and not you. So that's different. We're in a long-distance relationship, and it doesn't look like we're going to be living in the same area for a while. It's what you get from meeting dudes on the internet. Or wait, no, this is a different one. Sorry, my bad. Drink. Where are you? It doesn't look like we're going to be living in the same area. We see each other only every once in a while. Only every once in a while. Do you know what that's like? We see each other only every once in a while. But we talk to each other on the phone every single night. Every night. Paula 1 says, diet right. What do you do? What can you do? I don't want to feel like cheating on him, but I do. I fucking do. But I don't want to, but I do. Do you know what that's like? I'm just getting ripped in half here. I go for so long without sexual relations. And then it's like, dot, dot, dot. When I see him, I don't want him because of spite or something. Oh, you're not here when I want it, so I'm not going to give it to you when you want it. Or some crazy messed up shit like that. What is wrong with me? What's wrong with me? People don't have the morals they had back in the day. I don't know if you know this or not, but people just, they don't have the same morals that they had, you know, back in the day. What the fuck is back in the day? What day? When? Back in when? What day? Getting closer to a brave new world. Free to see the world. Soma riots? Not quite. I do love the weed, though. What the fuck does that have to do with anything? What's a soma riot? Is that when you just eat a bunch of somo, aka carisoprodol? Carisoprodol? What is it? Soma riots? Not quite. I do love the weed, though. Oh, fuck. Few more here. If I was Batman, the first thing I would do would be to kick Robin in the cack. In the kicking balls, you know? I just go up there and kick him in the fucking kicking balls. No big fucking deal there. My name's Tony. Tony Montana. He's just so gay. I just want to kick him in the cack. In the kicking balls. You know? The old kicking balls. Hey. I have this thing for facially really ugly women with black hair and creamy white skin. Just throw... Just throwing it out there. Whoosh. Ew. It's a facially really ugly woman with black hair and creamy white skin. I've met two in my life. One in high school, parenthesis, so ugly I fantasized about eating her or sucking her ass. I didn't even want to stick my dick in her mouth. Parenthesis. Yes. Facially really ugly women with black hair and creamy white skin. I want... Holy Christ. I found one in high school. Hey, check this out. I found one of those in high school that was so ugly I fantasized about eating her or sucking her ass. I would just... Gone. Sucking it up. I didn't even want to stick my dick in her mouth. And the other, now, 20 years later, seen at work. Bum, bum, bum. I've grown enough to want to kiss them lustfully, but really, it's strange. Is that weird? You feel that way? Like, you can't help it? You know it's totally disgusting and your dick shouldn't be getting hard, but it is getting hard and you just can't control it? But it's like being trapped in a woman's body or something like that. It's like you don't want to fuck these really ugly, facially ugly women with black hair and creamy white skin and eating her or sucking her ass. But you have to. You can't help it. That I would kill myself, I think. I would definitely kill myself. I still love my ex-girlfriend. I just got an idea. So... You know how we kind of ramble on some things and shit? So, we should turn this whole thing into a game. Like, we'll start, you know, each section, and you guys Twitter direct message when it's time to move on to the next one. So, like, when you guys are done with the confessions, no matter if it's in the middle of it or what, as soon as you Twitter it, we have to move on to the next thing. It'll be like, I don't know. I think I just thought of that. So, since we're doing this shit, just an idea. I seriously... Oh, God. I still love my ex-girlfriend, but I know she doesn't love me, but I still love her. No big deal. We only went out for 2 months, and we broke up last week, but I loved her. It's annoying. It really, that's the best you can do to describe it. It's just annoying. It's like a bug bite, really. Because last night, she came on to me, but then, but then said she just wanted to be friends. Like, I just want to be friends. Really? You can't just come on to it. Well, I guess if you're like, hey, this is just sex. Like, I just want to be friends and you can, you know, let me suck your cock every now and then. And then that's cool, right? Like, that's all. Not full sex. Just, you know, some head every now and then. I don't understand girls sometimes, and I saw her again today, and she came on to me again, and I'm starting to get very sexually frustrated when I'm around her. So this is what you do. The next time she comes on to you, you pull out your little friend Mr. Chloroform, and you're like, and then you fucking sodomize her asshole. Full sex style. And then, when she wakes up, you look at her. What did you learn? Is that it? Is that it for this? Okay, so that is it for confessions. Apparently, it is time for anonymous sex stories. All right. This one was probably sent to us by 26. Sex confessions, is that it? Is it? Sex confessions? Is that what I'm supposed to be reading? True dirty stories? 26 says, I think it would be amusing if Matt read some confessions from truedirtystories.com, preferably the ones from the female point of view. Okay, got it. Check. One day when I was at Cambridge University, I spotted a new girl. She was so fit, it was unnatural. Fit is a British saying for good looking. Just saying. Throughout that week, I kept my accent. My dialect needs some tweaking. Hold on. Throughout that week, I kept seeing her everywhere. Went in the canteen, the library, the quad, here and there and then and again. Yada yada. And when I saw her in the gym, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I had to talk to her. I asked her her name. She told me and I said, me and my friends are having a party this weekend. A party to end all parties. Do you want to come? A party, super party, if you will. At the party, we all got a bit drunk, but I was amazed at how many drinks she could put away. 5 buds and 8 vodka shots. That's how much she took without going cross-eyed. Then she explained that she had played darts for her country in a North England championship. After a while, I plucked up the courage to kiss her, and to my amazement, she kissed back. I was totally expecting her to bite my tongue and knee me in the balls like had happened so many times before. We found a room and she ripped my jeans off and deep-throated me straight away. This is... Are we ripping off Sextastic Tuesday? Thanks, guys. This was not my fault. We were there, me standing up, her kneeling down, of course, for 5 minutes until I blew my load. It was a mighty load, it was. She had a whole mouthful and she swallowed it all. I grabbed her, threw her on the bed, ripped off her skirt and tights, and completely devoured her glorious, dripping pussy. Who's beating off right now besides me?
She was positively screamed with pleasure. I could sense she was close to climax, so I plunged my cock into her glistening vagina. Long, deep thrusts. Oh, so long and so deep and so thrust made her naked breast ripple. Brr, 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 brr. She screamed again, harder, harder. So I duly obliged. I exploded into her soaking vagina and pulled out just as she came. Whew. Oh my God, did she come? It was like a fountain, nay, like a waterfall. I had heard of this before many times. I've no idea what it was, but it wasn't pee.
Remember, you can stop this. Twitter.com/jamhole, direct message. I'm just saying.
I've no idea what it was, but it wasn't pee. It was not. She asked me to finger her again. I did one better as my tongue and two fingers worked her clit. Meanwhile, she stroked, licked, sucked, and kissed my cock. We were fucking for hours. A good thing it was my flat and my parents were not home. Nay, they were not. After she drank cum two more times, nay, three more times, four more times she drank cum, I turned her on all fours and pounded her sweet virgin ass. I needed no lube as her ass and my cock was soaking wet. She moaned and groaned over and over as I pushed deeper and deeper and deeper and push it. Push it. Push it.
Sorry. That was more for me than for you.
Oh, I turned her on all fours. No lube. My cock was soaking wet. She moaned and groaned over and over as I pushed deeper and deeper, and I already read that again, damn it. I felt I was about to come again, so I pulled out and jizzed all over her back. We finally stopped and fell asleep at 4:30 a.m. Montana time. My name's Matt. We started at 12. Nay, 11. We woke up and remembered that it was the weekend. It's weekend. And so had a complete repeat of the previous night over and over again and deeper and deeper and harder and harder and mch, 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 deeper, harder, deeper,
Can I really? Come on, guys. You can stop this.
It is now 6 months later, and we are engaged, and we'll marry next year. I hope the honeymoon will be just like that. The end.
Oh. All right, well, don't forget to use the brocabulary. Do you guys want to read out of the brocab? So, should we fucking do some news? We could do some news and then do some clues and then get the fuck out. What do you think? All right, news and then clues. So, should we? I was going to save this for the show on Friday, but it's the actual story about the pregnant baby that we were talking about, how there was, oh my God, the pregnant man and a man had a baby and shit. And it's like, no, actually, it was a chick. It's just a dude now, but it's still like chick on the inside. People are fucking idiots. And then I mentioned that there was this baby in Saudi Arabia that had been born pregnant or something like that. So people are like, oh my God, it was born pregnant and all this shit. And it's like, no, actually. So I got the story here. I think I am going to just edit out all the pauses and shit and use the audio for just a special Saturday episode. So I might as well do this now. And actually, Braden has Monday off, so it will be me and Braden back in the fucking saddle again, if you know what I mean, on Monday for the live show. Shit, I wish I had one more of these cameras. I don't know how I would use two cameras in the fucking thing, though.
I tried it, and I had one set up to come in the chat room, and it was just shitty. It lagged a lot. So, this one is called Pregnant Baby Girl Born in Saudi Arabia. An outstanding incident took place in the medical practice of Saudi doctors. A year-old girl turned out to be pregnant. Period. End of story. That's it for this one. Like, a one-year-old girl turned out to be pregnant. Oops. Whose kid is that? Wasn't me. Doctor said that it was the first incident in the history of modern medicine. Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad. It's a fucking... This is the first time. Arab media outlets discuss whether the removal of the fetus from the baby girl is going to be considered a murder. Like, if you take this fetus out of this year-old girl, we might have to bring you up on murder charges. Yeah, I mean, unless you want to sign this plea bargain, my hands are tied, Broseph. What can you do? I mean, clearly it's murder. This year-old girl has a dead fetus in it. But if you remove it, it might be considered murder. Really? Dead fetus removal? If it's dead, you're not killing it. And isn't murder killing stuff? Like, oh, he murdered those verses, son. Like, he killed, you know, I mean, metaphorically speaking. It turned out that the mother of the pregnant baby originally had two embryos during her pregnancy. Huh. You think maybe one of those could have been like, huh, what's that? And then, like, it gets stuck in there and shit, and then it dies. Like, I mean, how the fuck? No shit. One of the embryos began to develop in the uterus of the other child, of course, because, you know, a uterus in a uterus, it's like picture-in-a-picture TVs. Those are obviously better than just a normal TV. Why wouldn't being in a uterus that's already in a uterus be better? I mean, why the fuck not, right? One of the embryos began to develop in the uterus of the other child. In spite of the fact that doctors describe the incident as unique, there can be other similar examples found in history. So, this is unique, but nay, it is not the first time. A 36-year-old farmer had the embryo of his twin brother removed in the town of Nagpur. Nagpur! In 06, the man asked for medical help only after his swollen belly hampered his breathing. He's like, how's your tumor today? Oh, it's getting bigger, but I'm still okay. Oh, okay, now we should remove it. Like, you waited that long. It's a dead conjoined fetus lady on South Park. Like, that's, you have that. You have a fetus right there. Excuse me, sir, your fetus is leaking on the floor. that's not sanitary. Doctors were certain that the man had a gigantic tumor in his belly. However, nay, it's not a tumor. What's the deal with tumors? Drink. They were certain, however, they found fragments of human genitalia, hairs, limbs, and jaws, head, shoulders, knees and toes, in the patient, and finally removed a weird underdeveloped creature having legs and arms with long nails. Dude, that's called a fetus. A weird, hey, what's that weird underdeveloped thing just hanging out of your stomach there? Oh, that's called a fetus. And if there's two of them, it's called feti. These are the twins. These are my feti twins. They crawled up inside my uterus when I was actually in my mother's uterus. And, you know, they kind of been hanging out with me ever since. In 02, Indian doctors found a fetus in the body of a 6-month-old boy. Huh. Hey, how'd that get there? The dead fetus, which surgeons removed from the boy, weighed 1 kilo, whereas the boy himself weighed 6.5 kilos, or keys, as I like to call it, if you're, you know, in the know. that's weird. You weigh 6.5 keys. Like, one of those keys is just dead weight.
The anomalous phenomenon is known as fetus in fetu. Such an... Don't worry, dude. I have a rare skin condition. It's called fetus in fetu. That's French for dead fetus hanging off my body. Excuse my French. Such incidents are extremely rare. An embryo inside an embryo may appear once in 500,000 pregnancies. The phenomenon always occurs at an early stage of pregnancy. As a rule, the fetuses, or feti, as I like to call them, die in mother's womb. Like, that's a rule. As a rule of thumb, huh, if you will, feti die in mother's womb. Like, that's a rule. That is set in stone. that was for you, 26. Yeah. You need to just die in there. It may also happen that a child with a fetus inside survives the entire pregnancy. Just so happens that you could actually survive the whole 9 months. The whole nine, I like to call it. In this case, the embryo continues to live inside its owner's body like a trapped parasite. A fetus in fetu can be considered alive, but only in the sense that its component tissues have not yet died or been eliminated. So, the only thing that's living is basically just like at the cellular level or something. Is that what that seems really weird? You have this parasite that's your twin brother or sister inside you, slowly sucking out all of your cells, energies, and whatnot, just killing you. That's like a metaphor for humans on the earth. We are the fetus in fetu. The earth is the fetu, and we are the fetus in the fetu, and we're just sucking it dry, just like, with, here's the fetu and here's the fetus with like a straw, just sucking it dry. Amazing. Fetus in fetu can be seen as alive, except the tissues you can drink. Thus, the life of a fetus in fetu is inherently limited to that of an invasive tumor. You're not even second-class citizens. You are nothing more than an invasive tumor. That's it. You are shit. You are low-life scum. You are shit. You are an invasive tumor on the overall ass of humanity. You're so invasive. You're such an invasive tumor. Call somebody that. You're fucking tomorrow while you're out and about. Try and use the term invasive tumor to make fun or belittle somebody. The Jamal. In principle, its cells must have some degree of normal metabolic activity to have remained viable. However, without the gestational conditions attainable so far, in parenthesis, only in utero with the amnion and placenta. Okay, anyone can Twitter if you are good with this story. A fetus in fetu can develop into, at best, an especially well-differentiated teratoma, or, at worst, a high-grade metastatic teratocarcinoma. Really? Fucking shit. In terms of physical maturation, no functional brain, heart, lungs, gastrointestinal tract, or urinary tract. Accordingly, while a fetus in fetu can share select morphological features, I don't know if you know this or not, with normal fetus, it has no prospect of any life outside of the host twin. Like, you're stuck inside there. Moreover, it poses clear threats to the life. Oh, I was just about done, too. Thank you very much. I'm good. Do the video clue and attempt to do news after watching. Alrighty. I think I can do that. Let me finish that sentence. Actually, it doesn't even matter. It poses clear threats to the life of the host twin on whom its own life depends. That sucks, dude. You're just like literally sucking me dry. So what am I supposed to do? Video. Is it on the Jamhole forums? Is that TheJamHole.com/forums. Enter. We have like a bunch more listeners than we have actual forum members. I don't know if you guys are just not into like geeking out on the forums or whatever, but you should at least come sign up so we can tally up that extra number. I don't know. What is this? Paulo says, okay, enough fetus. Thank you. Tip, track your interests by... What? Thank you. Thanks for the tip, Twitter. Fucking Twitter tips. It's cool. All right, Raging Clue, a little something we do whenever there's clues to do. TheJamble.com/forums. Basically, find a picture, post a link to that picture, and then post a clue. And from that clue, we have to figure out what the fuck the picture is. All right, I know Matt doesn't like video clues, but here's one anyways. He can quickly click it and pause it to load the video, and then... Oh, okay, so I'm supposed to... Ah, shit, hold on. Hold on, you guys are gonna... Fuck, live set. Oh, come on. Come on, man. Okay, so I need to open that and let it load, right? Okay. Got it. And then we'll do the other clues while that's loading. Oh, wait, is that the only clues? Okay, well, we'll just let that load. I'll see what other stories I have here while you're doing... Day without a gay. Who sent this in? Oh, I found this somewhere online. I don't know. We'll talk about this real quick while that's loading. But I don't know if you guys know this or not. But actually, on December 10th, 2008, is Day Without a Gay. I don't know if this is like some cheap knockoff of that movie, A Day Without a Mexican, but like with gays. Like... I am the only gay in the village. So, basically, we need your help, it says. Call in gay. And this is Day Without Gay. Day Without a Day. Really? DayWithoutAGay.net. Got it. Call in gay on December 10th. Like, doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Hello, office. I'm calling in gay today. Fuck you. Call in gay. Okay. We're asking everyone, regardless of sexual orientation, to help us fight for basic human rights. Our right to be miserable and have tax breaks. In reaction to the devastating and inhumane yes on Proposition 8, the LGBT community is asking all queers and supporters to call in gay for Human Rights Day. The 10th of December, the queer population has suffered social injustice for too long. Way too long, man. We've been taking it in the ass too long. Hey. Let's see here. The queer population has suffered social injustice for far too long, and now is our chance to show the world how much we matter. December 10th is a Wednesday, and we encourage everyone to do nothing to help the economy. We ask that students skip class, teachers cancel class, and business owners shut the financial doors for one day. Do you guys think this'll, like, really happen? Do you think there's enough gays they'll do that? And, like, people in California will get up and it'll be like in that movie, they'll be like, whoa, where's all the gays at? It seems slightly less gay out here to you? That's weird. I'm just kidding. I love the gays. We ask that you do all this stuff no matter how important your job may be. Please call in gay. No matter if you're a cop, you're a DEA agent, you're going in for the bust. Maybe, you know, you're a little queer. You like to do coke and suck cock every now and then. Like, you know, not a huge queer, but you're a little gay. You've taken it in the ass a couple times. You've pitched more than you've caught, I'm sure. But, you know, you've done it. So, just call in gay. You know, let someone else handle your job for that day. I'm going to actually maybe do this. December 10th, hey, I'm calling in gay. Yeah, hey guys, I'm not going to be able to make it today. Yeah, I'm just calling in gay. I'll see you later. I'll see you tomorrow. Really? To show support on December 10th. Don't forget, spread the word to everyone you know. We will make a difference. A big, giant, flaming, homosexually gay difference. We will receive the rights we deserve. And we are an important part of the global economy. With love, the queer community. So yeah, just wanted to share that with you guys. Found that pretty interesting. Alright. So, this is a video. Am I just supposed to watch it, or was there a clue? Broken glass everywhere? Well, okay. It says, One gay, one cup. You're one click away from... I've never seen this, so I don't know what this is going to be like. But apparently I'm one click away from witnessing one of the most unsettling things I've ever posted. Not me, but, you know, whoever posted this. I'm still trying to figure out if this was intentional or what. Any ordinary human being would have said, oh, fuck. And then proceeded to scream like a gay couple whose marriage just got revoked. Oh, I'll give you that. This stunner doesn't even make a peep. I don't get it. So, is there supposed to be audio to that or something? Because I don't have the audio on. So, I'm just going to watch it and... Okay, it's a dude with an uncircumcised dick and a glass jar. He's sitting on the glass jar. Looks like he's got... Oh, he's taking it in his asshole. It's a little, like, pint jar. He just broke the glass jar inside his asshole. And now he is bleeding. I don't know if this is real or not, but he's totally bleeding out his asshole. And boom goes the dynamite. Just broken shards of glass and blood just pouring out of his asshole. Like, is this supposed to faze me? Really, guys? That was pretty amazing that I didn't know human butt cheeks could crush a glass like that. He's bleeding a lot. He should probably seek emergency attention, like 911 or something. He's bleeding a lot. I think you might have severed the carotid. Oh, he's like pulling out. Why would you do that? Why would you ever do that? I don't even want to hear what the audio sounds like. But That's pretty fucking awesome, guys. So, is it just more of that? He's just, reaching up in his asshole and, like, pulling out all the broken shards of glass. And then he stands up and boom goes the dynamite. That's it. Thank you for that, 26. I appreciate it. So, well, should we call it done and done, or should I do another news story? Should we finish up 20 more minutes and call it a fucking 2-hour special? Or are you guys impressed that I did this all by myself? More news? Okay, let's, I got another news story here someone sent in to us. If you guys listen to this show, like, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but we totally are cool with, like, talking to our fans and shit. We're not, like, all snobby and stuff. Like, we might make fun of you, and we'll both laugh, and it'll be that, you know, that's it. So, email us, info@thejamhole.com. I fixed the email, so it works now. Okay, so I got a news story here. I'm gonna take a minute. I gotta, like, stretch my fucking legs, because my balls have just fallen asleep. Have you guys ever had your balls fall asleep, and then, like, you move them around with your hand and they get all fucking tingly and shit, like all pins and needles? Okay, I'll be right back. We're just down to me, you, and Paulo, huh? 26. Holla. Holla if you hear me. We holla back. You know how we do. I knows how we's does it. Okay. How cool is it going to be when we get all huge and popular and have like 800 fucking episodes and you guys have been with us from the beginning? We're like the core fucking bros, like sending each other plane tickets on the fucking jam hole jet, just flying around, getting loaded, fucking laughing. Yeah, it's going to be so great. I'm going to make it fucking happen. This is all I fucking do. This is my life. This one is called Accused of Videotaping Rape. That's right. Videotaping rape. I accuse you. Why would you videotape rape? That's just asking for trouble. Man on drugs videotaped himself raping a woman before laughing while watching the footage in front of her, a jury in the Invercargill District Court has been told. You raped a woman and videotaped yourself raping her. And then you watched the footage in front of her and laughed. You're like, hey, you remember that? Oh, yeah, that was like 5 minutes ago. That's me and you. Full sex. Oh, fuck. Excuse me. He was denying charges of rape, sexual violation, attempted sexual violation, kidnapping, injuring with intent to injure, and burglary. He admitted another charge of assault at the start of his trial yesterday. All seven charges relate to the same incident at a rural Southland house this year. The complaint... Is that it for this one? Wow, that is just insult to vaginal tearing injury. Thank you, 26. The complaint said she was in bed, asleep, with a man when the dude arrived in his vehicle. He yelled outside the bedroom window, "Stella! I fucking love you!" Playing the fucking Peter Gabriel and shit. I can totally see it. Oh, fuck. He was asking who was with her in the house before climbing through a laundry window. "Hey! Who is that with you? He doesn't look familiar to me. Because, you know, it should be me up there with you. And that's not me. Like, I know what I look like, and that's not it. So, what are you doing?" Her then pushed past the woman and began punching the man in the head and tried to stomp on his head. So, like, buh, buh, fucking kick to the head. After pushing them both into the bedroom, her asked why the other man... Is that it for this one? I have to get some sleep. This was great. All right. Well, thank you very much, Paulo, for helping me test out this shit and joining us. I think we'll probably finish up the story and then get the fuck out of here because I should probably go to bed too. I have lots of video to edit tomorrow. I still have the tape from the trifecta of Matt's, the Matt Triforce. And then I taped episode 122 in nice OD cam, high def fucking, it's not high HD, but it's like really clear and it came out really nice on the laptop here. So I got that camera was on Ben and then my Evrio was on me. So we did like two cameras. So yeah. All right. Well, let's get through this and then we'll get the fuck out of here. Let's see here. Heard them push past the woman, punched him, tried to stomp on his head. After pushing them both into the bedroom, he asked why the other man got sex and he didn't, and he wanted some. He's like, "Hey, how come he got some and I didn't? Like, I wanted some. I really wanted some. And he got it, but I didn't. What's up with that, bitch?" Bitches. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. So lick on these nuts and suck the dick. I'm tired. I'm sorry. So then he pushed the other man into a wardrobe before repeatedly asking her for sex. He's like pushing him. "Can I have sex now? Pff, how about now? Pff, how about now?" Like just into the fucking the wardrobe. She said no, and then he raped and sexually violated her. Of course. Logical next step. You should have like gave him the sex because then you might have halfway enjoyed it. Now he's like, "Now I have to take it from you. I'm gonna make this as painful as possible for you." And you don't want that. Like, you want to, I mean, you're getting fucked either way. You might as well enjoy it. Just saying. He heard videotape the sexual offending, and when it was over, he asked her if she wanted to watch it. Hey, they're just like sitting there. He's smoking a cigarette. She's crying. "I got an idea. Remember when I raped you? We should watch that. Like, you and me. I'll get the popcorn. You put the DVD in, okay? It's right over there. You just have to export it into Windows Movie Maker and then save that as a WMV. Okay. This is so great. He actually made her watch it. Quote, "He watched it himself, and while he was doing that, he was laughing. She was obviously crying." Under cross-examination from Heard's lawyer, Roger Eagles, the woman said she and Heard had been videotaped having sex before, and she had agreed to it. He probably got it in writing. Right there. Sorry. Chulus. They'd also watched footage together in the past. Mr. Eagles said in his opening account that Heard had earlier in the night smoked cannabis and had what he thought What's a tablet of LSD? Hey, is that what I think it is? Because I think it's a tablet of LSD. I'm just saying. He had not raped the woman, Mr. Eagles said. She had invited her to have sex with her because she thought it would mean he would then leave the house. See, I told you. I mean, common sense. If you he wants sex, you give that to him. That's all he wants. He's going to be fucking passed out like 10 minutes when you're done, and then you can leave. Go home, take a shower, go to bed. He said the other man had not been forced into the wardrobe, but hopped into it himself and could have slid the door open at any time and left. Could have left any time, bro. If you can't take the heat, get out of the wardrobe or whatever. Thank you, Windows. Heard admit punching the other man, but had never attempted to stomp his head. It's like, I punched him, I'll give you that, but I did not stomp his fucking head. You can take that to the bank. And, yeah, that is it for that story. So what do you think? Can we pull this off on a normal Monday, Wednesday, Friday basis? It's only going to be one camera, though. I mean, you don't need to watch everybody else. I'm the important one. I did it. Almost 2 hours. I did it. Thank you, Biggie. One love, Biggie. One love. Whew. I bothered with co-host. 26 says, why did you bother with the co-host to begin with? Because I thought it would be cool to have somebody there that I could like a wall that I could bounce jokes off of, and they would, you know, gain momentum the more times they bounced, and finally they would just crash like this huge tidal wave of comically funny stuff. But I tried. I don't know. He says, just half kidding. I'll cut that part out. So, yeah, there was your special Saturday / Sunday show video. If you're listening to the actual podcast part of this, livevideo.com/live show. Livevideo.com/jamhole. Yes, it will take you there. And I'll, you know, put the videos up here so they're easy to find and shit. I just haven't messed with that yet. So, yeah, twitter.com/jamhole, direct message that. It'll be like texting my phone. That way I don't give the number out. But you guys can still get a hold of me, say hi. That's about it. YouTube.com/jamhole. You guys know. You guys fucking know by now. Please, each person, tell one person. Say the word podcast to them. I've been doing that, and people are starting to say it, and they're like, this podcast thing is cool. Ben is really into it. He's going to probably start being more regular. Braden, we'll be back with him on Monday. Or maybe just me. Who knows? Maybe I'll just quit my job and just become a hermit here and just podcast like 5 days a week. So find rich people to listen. TheJamHole.com/donate. Buy shirts. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Me, whoever. Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.